What do I do? 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 Oh. Listen, sugar, honey, oh. Listen to me. I need your love and love. Oh. And you say, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Those songs are great. It's basically the same song reworked. Baby, Let's Make Some Love came first, and then for you guys recorded that one for Dutone,
mm-hmm.
and then you revised it as Don't Do It,
mm-hmm.
which a little more up tempo and a cleaner sound. But I like them both. I could listen to them both all day.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, I am very fortunate to have the great Cleve Duncan of the Penguins on the line with me right now on this West Coast Wednesday. And this is just fantastic to have you on board the satellite. And over the years, you've played with a lot of various people in live venues. You were telling me about a couple of them. Let's go through a couple of the people you've played with over the years.
Okay, let's see. Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Les Brown, Dinah Washington, Aretha Franklin, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Lionel Hampton,
wow.
Etta James, the Flamingos, the Moonglows, and many more.
Yeah,
you know,
the best in the business.
If I could pull out some more of my old notes, I could give you a list as long as my arm.
Do you have any of your old records still?
Yes, all my library is full of my stuff.
I was
including pictures.
I was telling you earlier today off air that I just recently got an original 78, a Dutone 78 of Hey Senorita and Earth Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the gems in my collection.
Oh, good.
It's a nice looking
78.
Record. The 78. You got any 78s, Cleve?
Yeah, I got one that I've got a couple of autographs on that's hanging on my wall. And some people was kind enough to sign it for me, you know, that I was on a show with. And
who are the people?
Huh?
Who are the people?
I'd have to go in the other room and look at it. And I might mess up our connection on this phone.
See. Right?
Too much electronics around here.
We don't want to do that.
Okay.
Now, you guys were at Mercury for a little while. And then 1957 comes along, and you signed with, you did like a one-off record with Atlantic.
Yeah.
And scored your second hit. I mean, the Atlantic record, Pledge of Love, was your second only to Earth Angel as far as the pop hits went.
Well, I lost you there for a minute. With Atlantic?
Yeah, when you were on Atlantic, when you released Pledge of Love on Atlantic, that was your second biggest selling record.
Oh, yeah. That did pretty nice for us.
Do you still play that live?
Every once in a while. When we have to do 1 or 2 hour shows, then that gives us more time to, you know, dig back and bring up, you know, tunes like that.
Well, I'll tell you, one of our listeners on the show every night is Barry in San Diego, and that's his favorite Penguin song.
Oh, really?
And I think if you say right now that you're going to play My Pledge of Love at the Fox Theater in Hollywood, I think Barry's going to make the trip up from San Diego to see you.
Well, I wish I could say that.
I'm just joking around with you.
I wish I could say that. If I could just get him down there anyway, maybe.
Well,
he might like the show anyway.
Of course, he's going to make it.
With the three acts on the show, the Penguins being one of them, I believe we got something like 20 minutes apiece.
Oh, okay. So probably not enough time for Pledge of Love.
All right.
But when you recorded that song, do you remember, did you go to New York to record it, or did you record it in L.A.? Since Atlantic was based in New York, but you...
I don't quite remember, but I don't think it was in Los Angeles, so it had to be in New York.
Yeah. Well, it's a great song. I want to play it right now. This was your only record on Atlantic. Here's Pledge of Love, Cleve Duncan of the Penguins.
Your love.
one of my all-time favorites. The Penguins, Pledge of Love off Atlantic Records from 1957. Cleve Duncan of the Penguins joining me right now on the air. And you can see Cleve perform live on a bill that includes Tierra and the Olympics at the Ford Theater, Ford Amphitheater in Hollywood on Saturday, the 26th of August. If you're interested in going to that show, go online and go to fordamphitheater.org or call their box office at 323-461-3673. Cleve?
Yep, you got it right.
How you doing?
All right.
You looking forward to the show?
Did you put the www.fordamphitheater.org?
You just
all
did.
All right.
So, I wanted to talk about, you guys, one of my favorite Penguin songs is Memories of El Monte.
Okay.
And what I love about it is the fact that you guys sing a whole bunch of other, you know, hit songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you even do, you even, like, revive Earth Angel.
Yeah.
Well. And I've always heard that Frank Zappa wrote that song.
Well, you heard right.
Yeah. Now, did you get to meet Frank Zappa? Did he bring you the song? Because I heard he wrote it especially for you guys.
Well, yes. He, I tell you what, original sound, he called me on the phone and had told me to come into the studio. He had something he wanted me to hear. And so it was Memories of El Monte, Frank Zappa at the piano. And I heard it, I liked it, and they let me put my two cents in. And that's when I started adding the other, you know, the other artists that was in El Monte Legion Stadium, and did a little bit of Earth Angel and closed it out. And they let me put my little two cents in, which I appreciate.
And the group that was singing behind you was not the original Penguins that were with you on Earth Angel.
No. It was some guys that I rehearsed with. Can't even think of their names now. I've been so many.
And the guys you're with right now, you met in 1968 and 69.
Correct. And so they've been with me ever since.
Yeah, so this current lineup has been with you for 37 years or so?
You're right.
That's a long time.
You did the math.
Well, we have lots of calculators up here in the saddle.
Oh, that helps. you're a lot of fun.
So what I want to play for you right now, before we play Memories of El Monte, let's hear Hunter Hancock, one of the great Los Angeles disc jockeys.
Oh, he and Hunter Hancock and Huggy Boy used to be down in Dolphins of Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
and that was on Vernon and Central, and that they broadcast right out of the front window. And everybody would go down and watch him broadcast doing the. That was in the early years. So I'll let you go on and do your thing.
Well, since you brought that up, it's always fascinating to me to talk about the Los Angeles scene from back in the day, the Central Avenue scene and the clubs.
Yeah. Okay. So like I was saying, Huggy Boy and Hunter Hancock used to do their broadcast. They would play the records and do their broadcast in a little studio where you could look from the street into it, and you pass, you know, people would come by, wave at them while they're doing their broadcast at night. And it was a lot of fun. The place was called Dolphins of Hollywood. They'd buy records there and everything.
Is that where John Dolphin would actually record people, too, in
yes.
that store?
He did that also.
And do you remember the Barrel House Club?
Yeah.
Johnny Otis's club?
Johnny Otis. We used to go out there and sing at the Barrel House, and Johnny Otis would back us up, the same as he would do at a club called Oasis and the California Club. Oasis was on 40-something in Western Avenue. California Club was on what they call, then it was Santa Barbara and St. Andrews in Los Angeles.
Do you remember a group called the Calvanes?
I sure do.
They were also on Dutone with you.
Uh-huh.
And kind of modeled after you guys.
Yeah, I heard they did a Memories of Almani or something. A memory of something like that.
We play. I play as many of their records as I can. They're a great group, too, from
Los
Angeles.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear Hunter Hancock do a spot, a radio spot, for the last show before closing down Almani Legion Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be amazed now where Almani Legion Stadium was. It's a bus terminal now.
Do you go by there and shed some tears?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Did you play Almonte a lot?
Quite a bit. In fact, I was just thinking that that's where I also work with Aretha Franklin.
Oh, really?
At Memories of Almonte.
Mm-hmm.
In Almonte, that is, Legion Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the people.
It's amazing. Well, listen to the lineup that Hunter announces that's going to be on this last show.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Hi, this is Hunter Hancock, OLHH, with more news about the final farewell last blast at the Almani Legion Stadium. Yes, the old Legion Stadium is soon to be torn down. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, we're going to say goodbye to the place that gave us so many fond memories. You'll see again, in person, the Platters, the Coasters, Don and Dewey, Don Julian, the Medallions, Rosie, the Penguins, Big Joe Turner, Robert and Johnny, Tony Allen, Jeanette Baker, Johnny Flamingo, Joe Houston, Gene and Eunice, Bobby Day, the Drifters, the Shirelles, plus many other stars who started their careers at the Almani Legion Stadium. Yes, this is one affair you won't want to miss. The stars will be there. Celebrities from everywhere will be there. In fact, everyone who is anybody will be there, including me, old HH. So you better be there, too. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights when it's farewell to the Almani Legion Stadium, soon to be gone but never forgotten.
I'm all alone, feeling so blue, thinking about you and the love we once knew. And each time I do, it brings back those memories of Almonte. Marvin and Johnny with, and then Tony Allen with, and I, Cleve Duncan, along with the Penguins, will sing. Show you a love that would last. Oh, I remember those wonderful dances in Almonte. In Almonte.
The great Cleve Duncan singing Memories of Almonte with the Penguins. Cleve is with me now from Los Angeles. And you told me something that I just have to relate to the people, Cleve.
Okay.
Beyond this show that you're doing at the Ford Amphitheater in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. you're scheduled to play a show on the East Coast in Long Island.
Correct.
In yeah. November.
That's correct.
So all the East Coast cats and kittens can make a caravan pilgrimage out to Long Island
oh,
to see you perform.
Great. I'll get more information to you.
All right. Well, as soon as you get me the info, I'll tell everybody on the air, okay?
All righty.
Well, listen, one more time, I just want to make sure everyone knows that you're playing a show at the Ford Amphitheater in Los Angeles in Hollywood.
Correct.
On Saturday the 26th.
Yes.
For more information, people should go to www.fordamphitheater.org or they can call 323-461-3673. West Coast cats and kittens, you better get out to see Cleve Duncan singing with the Penguins. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, and thank you for having me.
I hope to talk to you again
real
soon.
It's been an honor.
We got to do this again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to call you without telling you first. I'll just show up, all right?
Okay.
All right?
that's a winner.
I want to go out with one of your great records. Let's close it down with Be Mine or Be a Fool.
You got it.
Because, baby, if they ain't yours, they're
Be
a fool.
Be mine. All right.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Be mine, or be a fool. Be the girl of my dreams, or be a fool. Love me to